G'day once again. This is Come All Ye with Bruce Cameron here on 2MCE, your community FM station in the central west of New South Wales. We have a featured album today featuring a very familiar English folk musician, and we have lots of other fun things to include. Start with an interesting track. It's called Bass Hornpipe by the English trio Leverett, from a recent album of theirs called Forms. Leverett, Andy Cutting, who plays button accordion and mandolin, melodeon. Rob Harbron playing English concertina, and Sam Sweeney playing fiddle, bass hornpipe.
I slung a keg upon me back and started out for daylight coolie. Good customers I did not lack, and I sold it all in Ballyhooly. I thought it wiser to delay me homeward way for fear of peelers, and in that way I spent the day a dining with the whiskey dealers. But as the shades of night came down and I had got me money duly, I bid good night to all was there, and I started home from Ballyhooly. Light with the mountain dew, that I had brewed among the heather, and on me way I chanced to spy a lad and lassie walk together. Her neck was like the mountain snow, with cheeks like roses blossomed newly. She'd a voice like music soft and low, and she's the flower of Ballyhooly. This young man quickly left her side, it was afraid of me that he was, and still the lassie did not hide, it was in love with me that she was. Then quickly up beside her came, says I, for maid, I love you truly, and if your parents give consent, will you be my bride in Ballyhooly? I have a house behind yon hill, two fine greyhounds and a ferret. Besides, I have a little still, the drop it makes with you, I'll share it. And I have got a feather bed with sheet and blankets purchased newly. Besides, I have a ring to wed, if you'll be mine in Ballyhooly. Her cherry cheeks, they grew more red during the time that we were talking, and still she hung her little head and viewed the ground where we were walking. She says, young man, if you're content, and if you say you love me truly, and if my parents gives consent, I'll be your bride in Ballyhooly. I asked her name, she said it was Jane, and that her second name was Cooley. And then I asked her when we'd wed, she said the sooner when the better. So we went and asked her parents' blood if they're content to let me get her. They said they were, they wished us luck, we started out for Father Dooley. And at the hour of 12 o'clock we tied the knot in Ballyhooly. The wedding that we had that day, the people coming on invited. The piper played for every squad, Jane she sang and I recited. The putchin flowed like a waterfall, that from the still had just come newly. And in that way we gaily spent our honeymoon in Ballyhooly. The wedding presents that we got, well none of them was mean or shabby. And me auntie Dot, she bought some cloth to make the dresses for the babby. Well, invitations then went round to friends that we had just made newly. A lighter heart could not be found than mine that night in Ballyhooly. It's 15 years now since we've wed, and still in every way we're thriving. Me Jane, she is a dandy yet, though down the hill of life she's driving. The family has increased in store, now 15 daughters all unruly. And Bonnie Jane, she is me queen, and I'm the king of Ballyhooly.
So there, the king of Ballyhooly, that's Amelia Hogan. I think she's from San Francisco, but she focuses very strongly on Celtic type songs and music. She's a multi-instrumentalist as well. Before that, Bass Hornpipe, the name of the track from English trio Leverett, welcoming you to Come All Ye today. Hope you're going to enjoy the program. Stick around. I'm going to play two tracks now from a singer named Alastair Brown. He's Scottish by birth. He lived in Canada for quite a while, lived and worked in Canada. And these days, I think he lives in Cornwall. I met him over there, actually. I met him at a folk club in Cornwall. And he has released a few albums, some featuring a lot of instrumental work and some featuring a lot of songs. So, we'll hear two tracks. First one is called A Bottle of the Best. You'll hear, it's a song, and you'll hear in about the last verse, I think, he sings the line, or refers to a heavyweight Loch Gelly. And the Loch Gelly was the strap that Scottish teachers used to use to punish miscreant young scholars. Heavyweight Loch Gelly. So look out for that towards the end of the song. Then, set of tunes, Riding on a Load of Hay and Leather Away the Wattle O. And Leather Away the Wattle O might be better known as the Waves of Tory. Here's Alastair Brown.
When your time of work is done and you've earned yourself some fun In the pub you start to sup, you're drinking, clinking every cup, and the pint but you're perusing, and you're boozing till you're snoozing, and you're losing all your senses to the drink. Ah, when all the folks see prim are swigging swill up to the brim, nips of gin with numbered pims with sugar rubbed around the rim, let them drink until they drop, for the slimy sotted Scot, he'll be breaking out a bottle of the best. Aye, to hell we are the rest, give me a bottle of the best, the amber beat, all down with speed, it's not bad taste or waste, just greed. And a whiskey still I'll swill, I'll drink my fill, and if you spill a jill, you know I will, I'll lick it off the floor. I'll not drink teacher's grant or hay, give me Bamore and Laphroaig. Glenfarclas in a glass, well, you can throw the top away. For it's useless to pretend that you'll need the top again when you've broken out a bottle of the best. Now the English like their ale, warm and flat straight out the pail. They all slitter, when they're bitter that would slaughter Jack the Ripper. And they like their cider rough, they huff and puff and sniff and snuff. And if that's no enough, they stop to sing of when Jones's ale was new and John Barleycorn's fine brew. Fathom the bowl of barley mow, give us a barrel, just a few. But their tunes are far surpassed by the tinkling in the glass when you've broken out a bottle of the best. Now the Irish with their pride of Erin think they can deride our golden water, whether patter when they're out upon the batter. 16,000 pints of stout, a drinking bout without a doubt. And if they've no the gout, they start to dance. Father O'Flynn and Larry McGaff, Biddy the ball wife for a laugh, the fine may morn the Gary own. The blackbird drive them daft, but their jigs have no appeal to the Scot who likes to reel when he's broken out a bottle of the best. Aye, a bottle of the best, that's what it is, nae idle jest. Nae Mickey Finn, no rock got gin, no bathtub wine that tastes like vim. Have no fear, it's not like beer, malt whiskey's strong and bright and clear. It's also bloody dear, but what the hell. Now it hits you in the belly like a heavyweight Loch Gelly. A glow begins to grow, six in a row turns you to jelly. Then you dream perhaps to sleep, and you'll fall down in a heap, 'cause you've broken out a bottle of the best.
couple of tracks from Alistair Brown and his fairly recent album, No Idle Jest. First of all, A Bottle of the Best. Did you hear about the pitch in the belly like a heavyweight Loch Galley in the last verse? And that set of tunes, Riding on a Load of Hay, and a tune he calls Leather Away the Wattleow. And lots of other people call it that as well, but in this part of the world it's much better known as Waves of Tory. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE in the central west of New South Wales. I hope you're enjoying the music. Here is La Musgaña with a track called Jabás de Pesquera. That was La Musgaña with Jabás de Pesquera from an album called Entre Dos, which I guess means something like Between Us Two. La Musgaña played music from various parts of Spain, and they're very good. They've been around a long time. They were formed in the mid-80s, playing Spanish traditional music, some more recent compositions, and they're very good. I'm going to introduce you to the featured album. Now, this is called Conversations We've Had Before. It's only a recent release, July, I think, into 2023. It comes to us from Eliza Carthy Trio. Eliza Carthy, much recorded over the last 30 years, the daughter of Martin Carthy, of course, and Norma Waterson. She usually, but not always, records and performs with other people. And on this album, the trio include a very regular accompanist, Saul Rose, playing accordion and singing, and an acoustic guitarist who also sings, David Dallar. And they make a very good sound, and some of it's quite innovative. I'm sort of hedging my words here. Some of Eliza Carthy's more recent albums have been a little bit difficult, and this one, I think, signals a bit of a return to more traditional material, although she still puts a bit of work into changing the pace and the tone and the mood, and she does so with this first track. It's called Knife in the Window.
Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly, I've come a-wooing. Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly, I've come a-wooing. She says, crinkle through the window, Lord, let's get to win. Is caught and I cannot undo her. There's a knife in the window, Lord, take it to him. Lay your leg over me, do. The knife, it was caught and the bridge is caught asunder. The knife, it was caught and the bridge is caught asunder. Then he went to it like lightning and thunder, singing, lay your leg over me, do. It was caught, and the breeches caught asunder. The knife, it was caught, and the breeches caught asunder. Then he went to it like lightning and thunder, singing, lay your leg over me, do. About 40 weeks after, fine baby, come pulling. How 40 weeks after, fine baby, come pulling. And he never regretted it, creeping and crawling, singing, lay your leg over me, do.
From the featured album today, Conversations We've Had Before by the Eliza Carthy Trio. We heard The Knife in the Window. If you think that melody is familiar, then you might know it better as The Hares on the Mountain. Eliza Carthy decided to change the tune. I suppose The Knife in the Window did have a tune some time ago. It's in the Roud collection. Go and look it up, R-O-U-D 32572. It's interesting that she sings it to the tune of Hares on the Mountain. Hares on the Mountain, of course, a song that's been much recorded. In fact, it's recently had an outing on the new album or recent album by Shirley Collins. So, there we go. From the featured album today, Eliza Carthy Trio. Next one from... Well, the album's called Triad, and maybe the group is. I don't know whether they gave themselves a name. It's Donal Lunny, Padraic Rinn, and Sylvain Barou, three very fine musicians. The track is called Here Comes Herself. Thank you. tune called Here Comes Herself from Donal Lunny, Padraig Rinn and Sylvain Barou. The album is called Triad, and perhaps that group of three people is also answerable to the name of Triad, although I don't think they've put anything else out. No more releases. But that's a good one, that album, Triad. Another instrumental now, but this time in a perhaps more accessible time signature. If you found yourself having difficulty tapping along with Here Comes Herself, see how you get on with this one. This is from duo Cam et Léon. Léon Olivier plays accordion and cabaret, and on some tracks he sings. And Camille Stambre plays violins, feet, percussion, and he also sings. Yes, he, Camille, is a male. Two instruments and two feet, we heard there. Bourrée de la chaise, bourrée of the chair, I guess, from Léon Olivier and Camille Stambre, performing as duo Cam et Léon. Very clever. Music, of course, from central France. Another one from featured album, which is, I remind you, Conversations We've Had Before, by the Eliza Carthy Trio, an album they released in the middle of 2023. It's been receiving pretty good reviews in the short time it's been out, and it's considered Eliza Carthy's most traditional folk album for a while, even though, as we've heard, she modifies a few things, a few elements of the music. This track is called Avingdon Pond. Avingdon Pond, and they put with it Mrs. Casey. Avingdon Pond is a song, and the second one is a Morris tune. Second part of this track, Mrs. Casey's, is a Morris tune, which, depending on how familiar you are with German Christmas carols and Mike Oldfield's music, it's strikingly similar to Mike Oldfield's hit of 40-odd years ago, Il Dolce Jubilo.
Song about about the mud plumpers of Abington Pond. They are hearty good fellows, I'll give them their due. Their delight is in drinking Miss Monday's strong brew. Derry down, 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 Derry down. The 10th of December this job was begun. How the wheelbarrows did rattle and run. With 300 or 400 of wheels to spin round, there's no better 100, I'll bet £50. Derry down, 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 Derry down. Mason too. Hearty good fellows, I'll give them their due. One day the strong beer got in Davis's crown, and into the woods Derry came tumbling down. Derry down, 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 Derry down,
down, down, Derry
for swiftness of run, as close we could get. Here's Andrew's gang, we will push them about. We'll all work like Turks and we'll soon work it out. Derry down, 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 Derry down,
down, down, down.
So now that this job it is finished and done, get over to Itchin to get your due funds. We'll dance and be merry, we'll drink and we'll sing. It's a ring, Derry down, 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 Derry down, Derry down.
Scented breeze, no fields of waving corn, but there's lots of girls with peroxide curls, and the black and tan flows free They're six and a bed by the old pier head, and it's Liverpool town for me. 'Tis 7 long years since I wandered away to sail the wide world o'er. Me very first trip on an old steamship that was bound for Baltimore. I was 7 days sick, and I just couldn't stick that bobbin' up and down. So I told them, Jack, you'd better turn back for dear old Liverpool town. I wish I was back in Liverpool, Liverpool town where I was born, where there ain't no trees, no scented breeze, no fields of waving corn, but there's lots of girls with peroxide curls, and the black and tan flows free. There's 6 in a bed by the old pier head, and it's Liverpool town for me. We dug the Mersey Tunnel, boys, way back in 33. Dug an hole in the grounds until we found an hole called Wallasey. Then the foreman cried, come on outside, the roof has fallen down. Well, I'm telling you, Jack, we all swam back to dear old Liverpool town. I wish I was back in Liverpool, Liverpool. Scented breeze, no fields of waving corn, but there's lots of girls with peroxide curls, and the black and tan flows free. There's 6 in a bed by the old pier head, and it's Liverpool town for me. There's every race and colour of face, there's every kind of name, but the pigeons on the pier head, they treat you all the same. And if you walk up Upper Parliament Street, you'll get faces black and brown. And I've also seen them orange and green in dear old Liverpool town. I wish I was back in Liverpool, Liverpool. Scented breeze, no fields of waving corn, but there's lots of girls with peroxide curls, and the black and tan flows free. There's 6 in a bed by the old pier head, and it's Liverpool town for me.
It must be 40 years since I've played that on the program. From the Dubliners, of course. I wish I were back in Liverpool. Somehow crept into my head a week or two ago. And I found myself sort of internally humming that, you know what I mean, humming that tune. And I thought, I might see if I've got a copy of that. And of course I did. It was the Dubliners. Recorded a long time ago. A bit of a social message in there, I guess. The next one certainly has a bit of a social message. This goes back even further than that Dubliners track, I think. This is called Mr. Rabbit, Your Ears Mighty Long. And although it sounds very jovial, it's a very strong metaphor. We'll hear Josh White and the Golden Gate Quartet from an album called Freedom, recorded at a time when African Americans were not treated even as well as they are now. And Alan Lomax had collected a lot of this music from various places, but the Golden Gate Quartet were perhaps the best-known performers of this material. And I think we hear Alan Lomax introducing it, actually, so we'll hear about Mr. Rabbit and who he's representing, in inverted commas. Then the Golden Gate Quartet with Mr. Rabbit, Your Ears Mighty Long.
In slavery and out of a combination of European and African folktale patterns, the Negro developed a whole cycle of animal tales whose heroes symbolized for him his problems as a slave. The principal figure in these tales was Br'er Rabbit, born and bred in the briar patch, who could always outsmart Br'er Fox, the white master, outthink him, or at best, outrun him. Many of the secular dance songs of the slaves concerned old Mr. Rabbit, whose ears was mighty long.
Mr. Rabbit, your ears mighty long.
Yes, my lord, they put on a wrong.
Every little soul must shine, shine. Every little soul must shine, shine.
Every little soul must shine, shine.
Every little soul must shine, shine.
You know what? Them dogs chased them doggone rabbits so that they sent word back that they wanted peace. So they had a convention. And the rabbit, they took the floor and said they were so tired of running and dodging all the time that they wanted the dogs to run something else and stop running the rabbit. So the dogs, they put it to a vote, and they agreed to leave off running the rabbit. So after the big convention, Br'er Dog, he invites Br'er Rabbit over to his house to have lunch with him. So he started on through the woods with Br'er Dog. But every now and then, Br'er Rabbit, he stopped and he scratched his ear and he listened. So he stopped right in his track. So then, Br'er Dog, he said,
Oh, come on, Br'er Rabbit, come on. You're too so cautious, come on.
So they kept this up till they come to a branch just before they got to Br'er Dog's house. So just as Br'er Rabbit started to step up on the foot log, he heard some dogs barking way down the creek. So he heard one old hound said, How old is it? So the young dog would answer him back, and they'd say, 21 and 2. So then Br'er Rabbit, he said,
Br'er Dog, you better excuse me today. I can't go home with you. Oh, come on, Br'er Rabbit. Come on. Oh, you... no. Now, see, you're always getting scared about nothing. Come on. Oh, no, Br'er Dog, I hear dogs barking. Oh, no, them ain't dogs, Br'er Rabbit. You can't fool me. I know when dogs barking. All right, now, supposing there's dogs barking. Let's just supposing there's dogs barking. All right, what's that got to do with it? Ain't we done held a convention and said that no more dogs run no more rabbits? Huh? Come on, don't be scared. I know, Br'er Dog, but that convention business might be all right. But you know all them dogs ain't go to no convention. And anyhow, some of them fool dogs ain't got no better sense than to run all over that convention law and break it up. And you know, Br'er Dog, we rabbits didn't go to school much. And we done learned with three words. Don't make any mistake. And run every time that bush shake.
So Br'er Rabbit, he raced on home without breaking another breath with Br'er Dog. And never has broke another breath with them yet, they tell me.
Mr. Rabbit, your coat mighty gray.
Yes, my lord, does made that way.
Every little soul must shine, shine. Every little soul must shine, shine.
Mr. Rabbit, your feet mighty red.
Yes, my lord, I'm getting the bait.
Every little soul must shine, shine. Every little soul must shine, shine.
Mr. Rabbit, your tail's mighty white.
Yes, my lord, I'm getting out of sight.
Every little soul must shine, shine. Every little soul must shine, shine.
Thank you.
tune called Macquarie Street, composed and played on harp by Christine Morfitt and her musical partner Peter French. They perform as a duo called Tellen Tree, and they come from Adelaide in South Australia. Christine Morfitt mostly playing harp, but occasionally plays fiddle on the album. Peter French plays everything else. The next two tracks both feature Eliza Carthy. As I said earlier, she's much recorded over the last 30 years. The first track we'll hear is from 2002, an album called Blue Murder. What's it called? Blue Murder. No, No One Stands Alone. That's right. Title track from an album called No One Stands Alone by the group Blue Murder, who were, at the time, Martin Carthy and Norma Waterson, the late Norma Waterson, Eliza Carthy, Mike Waterson. Wait a minute, I'll start again. Mike Waterson, Norma Waterson, Martin Carthy, Eliza Carthy, and a very fine singing trio from England who've you've heard on the program many times, Coop, Boys and Simpson. So, Eliza's in here singing away, and then we'll take another track from the featured album, an instrumental this time, Peckett's Black Mary and Love Lane.
Hold my hand all the way, every Thank you.
exhausting, isn't it? Peckett's Black Mary and Love Lane from the featured album. Eliza Carthy Trio, conversations we've had before. Full on, those two tunes. English traditional tunes, both, I think. Saul Rose playing accordion, working very well with Eliza Carthy, as was guitarist David Dallaire. Just a trio, and they're belting. They're good. Before that, Eliza Carthy with various members of her family, as well as the English singing trio Coop Boys and Simpson. Norma Waterson sadly no longer with us, and indeed one of the Coop Boys and Simpson lads is no longer around either. Next track comes from somebody who decided to title their album Keep Going. This is Connie Calder. She's a Canadian singer-songwriter. She's been around a long time, but it hasn't featured prominently on this program, not for any particular reason, just I haven't had much material to share with you. But a new album has come out called Keep Going, and this is I think it's a really good song. It's called Woman Who Pays. From the sleeve notes, she says the song shines a light on things that are kept in the dark, and inspired by a friend's daughter-in-law who was killed as one of eight women murdered in 8 weeks in Montreal in 2021, culminating in a march to highlight domestic violence. So Connie Calder and Woman Who Pays.
When times get tough and the anger reigns, it's the woman who pays. It's the woman who pays.
pays. Fear is the bruise that doesn't show. It's the woman who pays. It's the woman who pays. It's the woman who pays. It's the woman who pays.
As I said, I haven't played much of Connie Caldwell's music over the years, but she has written some fine songs and released some good albums. I've heard a little bit of her, I think. This new one is quite good. Keep Going, it's called. And it features a couple of her children, Gabriel Campaign and Alexi Campaign. Gabriel singing and Alexi singing and playing violin. She says that she worked with Paul Campaign, her producer and co-producer of her children. Well, there's a partnership for you. Connie Calder, go and look her up, because there's plenty written about her, and she's won awards in Canada for her work, and she's very good. We move now to something a little lighter. This is the Corn Potatoes String Band and the Georgia Grind.
Thank you. travel the land. There are no chains about me. I am my own man. I can tell a fair old story, which I'm sure ain't no surprise. All the places I have been are, and they ain't no lies. I've never had a proper home, not one like yours is. I've nearly always had a caravan with horses. And I know you won't believe me, though it is the truth to tell, that the living it is harder, but it suits me well. Good to me, she ain't no jailer. And I can tell a fair old story, which I'm sure ain't no surprise. All the places I have sailed are, and they ain't no lies. I've never had a garden nor a place with windows. I stand upon the salty deck and feel the wind blow. And I know you won't believe me, though it is the truth to tell, that the living it is harder, but it suits me well. Which I'm sure ain't no surprise. All the places we have played are, and they ain't no lies. I've never had no money and no hope to get none. I can always get a penny when there is good reason. It is the truth to tell, that the living it is harder, but it suits me well.
Swarbrick, very familiar voice to regular listeners of this program over the years, and very familiar fiddle playing as well. From one of his solo albums called Smitty Burn. Lovely stuff on that album. Well worth playing a track or two every now and again on the program. I will continue to do so. That song, it suits me well. And before that, the Georgia Grind from the Corn Potato String Band, who have been doing their best to keep alive music from the central southern United States. You're listening to Come All Ye, in case you've forgotten, on Community Radio 2MCE in the central west of New South Wales, 92.3 on your dial in Bathurst, 94.7 if you're in Orange. And you can check us out anytime on www.2mce.org. And if you go to the website of this program, comeallye.com, you can find playlists going back a fair way, back into the last century, in fact, of the program. And podcasts are also available back to 2019. Now, the longest track on the featured album comes up next. It is called Spanish Lady's Love, and with it, Planxty Charles Coote, which is a tune. The song, they say, boasts a particularly affecting vocal from Eliza Carthy, able to get inside the poignance of the tale and do it gentle justice. And the guitarist in the trio, David Dillard, doing a good job with his Nick Jones-style accompaniment on Planxty Charles Coote. So from the featured album, Conversations We've Had Before, by the Eliza Carthy Trio, Spanish Lady's Love and Planxty Charles Coote.
Thank you. courteous lady, leave your fancy. Here comes all that brings such strife. In England now already, a sweet woman to my wife. Precious women here in Spain, then commend me to thy lady, bear to her this ring of gold and this bracelet as a token, fearing that I was so bold. Not for me.
And Eliza Carthy is in very good voice on this album, singing very well. The Spanish Lady's Love was the song, and then they followed that with a lovely tune called Planxty Charles Coote. David Dillar playing guitar at the beginning of it. Very good. I'll try to get one more in from the featured album. We'll see how we go. We might run out of time. I've played this track a few times in the last year or two. It's in the car quite a lot, from an album called Velocipede by a band called Frog on a Bike. Cayley band. So we're hearing quite a lot of English music on the program today, but this one, I reckon this song is great. It's one of those songs that I'm just going to keep listening to and listening to until I learn it.
In good cheer and multiply the grain. Only once a year, penny for the ploughboys, split the plough till the year comes round again. The wind did howl, the sun did shine, and the rain from heaven did fall. And little Sir John put up his head, soon grew amazing tall. The corn was ripened, harvesters came, and the barns and the breweries rang. When all was safely gathered in, they raised their voice and sang. Only once a year, penny for the ploughboys, keep us in good cheer and multiply the grain. Only once a year, penny for the ploughboys, speed the plough till the year turns round again. Now the seasons are all changed round, slaves of the great machines. Fields are ploughed in the high summertime, by the turn of the year they're green. Gone are the trades, horses and families, the fall of the seasons along. The pubs now close, cos they can't resound to a fiddle or a country song. Only once a year, penny for the ploughboys, keep us in good cheer and multiply the grain. Only once a year, penny for the ploughboys, speed the plough till the year turns round again. The strength in the plays, stories and songs that lasted a thousand years. Strength in the barley, molten hops, brewed into country beers. Puts the spring in the step, the old straw bear makes the dancers reach for the skies. When molly gangs come to speed the plough, they'll raise their voice and cry. Only once a year, penny for the ploughboys, keep us in good cheer and multiply the grain. Only once a year, penny for the ploughboys, speed the plough till the year turns round. Only once a year, penny for the ploughboys, keep us in good cheer and multiply the grain. Only once a year, penny for the ploughboys, speed the plough till the year turns round again. Thank you.
tune at the end, of course, Speed the Plough, and the song Penny for the Ploughboys from Frog on a Bike, an English Kayleigh band with a silly name. Last track from the featured album now. This is a lighter type of musical touch for this one, Go From My Window, but they liven it up by following it with Whitefriars Hornpipe. This is from the featured album, Conversations We've Had Before, the Eliza Carthy Trio. It's a self-published album, so I suppose you'd have to buy it online if you want to do that. But this will be the last one we hear from them today.
One, two, three, four. The wind is in the west and the cuckoo's in his nest. And he can't come in, no, no. Go from my window, go. From my window, go. The weather, it is warm, it will never do you harm. And he can't come in, no, no. But he can't come in, no, no. Go from my window, go. From my window, go. The devil's in the man when he will not understand. He can't come in, no, no.
That's it. Go From My Window and Whitefriars Hornpipe, the last track from the featured album today. Once again, it's called Conversations We've Had Before, and it's by the Eliza Carthy Trio. Eliza Carthy, of course, folk music royalty, I suppose you'd say, from England, with longtime collaborator, the accordionist Saul Rose, and guitarist David Dillard. It's a very good album. I do like it, and I hope you have enjoyed the tracks that we've heard from it. Come back again next week and we'll do it all again. Not the same music, but it'll be another program of folk music here on 2MCE. The final track on the program today comes from the West Australian band Loaded Dog. It's called The Cutter's Dream. I'll talk to you next time. I'm Bruce Cameron. You've been listening to Come All Ye. Bye now.
Sits by the flickering firelight. His memory turns back the time to the years that he spent and the timber that went for the bridges, railways and mines. In his mind he can see it all clearly, the bullocks, the whim and the dray. The bullock he swears as he hitches the pairs at the start of another long day. As the sun filters down through the treetops and the mist rises up from the stream, the crosscut and axe and the winding whim tracks, to him it was more than a dream. He remembers the camp by the river. He remembers how things used to be. Down many a track with his swag on his back, life was so simple and free. But his mates are no longer around him as he follows the path of his mind. The sound of machines has shattered his dreams. Now he's ready to leave it behind. He sits by the flickering firelight. His memory turns back the times to the years that he spent and the timber that went for the bridges, railways and mines. For the bridges, railways and mines.
Been listening to Come All Ye. produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.